Here it is, another Saturday in CCO land when we have a bit of a wine chat. From Haskell's is Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you doing on this kind of oddly nice day?
Yeah, it is that, and a chance of showers, but it looks pretty good for the most part. I think it's going to be a nice day and a nice Sunday tomorrow. I hope you had a good week, you and your family and all the good folks at Haskell's. And, yeah, it's still summer. Let's face it. And can you believe it, Ted? The state fair starts Thursday.
Well, that's a Minnesota reckoning where that's definitely a sign of the end of the summer celebration with the state fair coming up, and that's always – one of those realizations, and I suppose in about 2 weeks, everybody say, well, there's 300 celebration with the state fair coming up. And that's always one of those realizations. And I suppose in about 2 weeks, everybody say, well, there's 365 days until the fair begins. So
that's so true. We live for the state fair. Yeah, we're going to be there that first Saturday as well. What can we chat about today, Ted?
Well, today what we're going to talk about is something that we do every day in the, or every Saturday in the Haskell stores, and that is what we kind of call Satter Taste. And that's where now all the stores kind of in unison will open up certain bottles of wine and taste it so people can come in and enjoy it. And this weekend, we are featuring the wines of the Loscano Vineyards. Now, Loscano is a little bit of an offshoot of the Piatelli family, which, believe it or not, has Minnesota connections. The Malinsky family, Mr. Malinsky used to travel throughout Argentina, fell in love with the wines, bought a winery, didn't know what to, then he wanted to bring them up and realized all the laws that we had. He couldn't do it, so he actually started a wholesalership here so he could get his own wines. But the Loscano wines are just terrific. And as you well know, one of your favorite things that the Argentinians do is do Malbec. And
yes.
Malbec is such a, it's such a fantastic wine with barbecue, etc. But what the... if I don't get educated or humbled every day in the wine business, I'm not doing my job. And they make a white wine called Torrontés. Now, Torrontés is a very unique grape varietal. They thought it was originally the Torrontés that people have maybe know from the Spain and the Galicia area of Spain, but it came down to Argentina. But actually now with DNA and all this, they're finding out that it's its own grape varietal. It might have mutated with other grape varietals. They are basically calling it Argentina's white wine. And it's such a great, unique white wine because it has so many great flavors, a little bit of peach, a little bit of apricot, stone fruit up front. It finishes off with a nice, crisp acidity, similar to a Sauvignon Blanc with a little bit more characterization. And it's such a fun wine that literally, I mean, I brought it to a party the other day because the idea was to have patio pounders, great white wines that you can have just sitting around enjoying things. And it was just a complete eye-opener because, you know, I stumbled upon it. I've been carrying it for about 6 or 7 years. You know, I'm kind of a Chardonnay guy, and I tried this Torrontés, and man, oh, man, it was just a wonderful expression and so great. And, again, you could put a real, real heavy chill on it, and it doesn't lock up the flavor. So you get all that stone fruit, and it's just light, crisp, and refreshing. And it's the Loscano Torrontés, which is just fantastic. And I highly recommend it for anybody who wants to sit out on the patio. I mean, it's such a fun wine.
Ted, I hate to compare it to anything, but what would you say it's close to, another white?
It's closest in structure to a Sauvignon Blanc, but it's also similar to a Pinot Grigio in the fruity aromatics and the bouquet that it has. And it's so, like I said, it's so fun because it goes well. You know, if you're doing a light salad or you're bringing some shrimp off the grill, it's just a match made in heaven and a truly wonderful way to sit out in the backyard this afternoon. It's going to warm up, and tomorrow it'll be even better just to sit there and enjoy stuff. And it's ready and available to taste. And also, the Loscano line has several other wines that are very interesting to try. They have a Chardonnay as well. The Chardonnay gets some oak exposure, but the nice thing about that Chardonnay is that it's not one of those overly oaked Chardonnays that you'll need a chainsaw to drink because there's so much wood in it. It has great vanilla textures to it. Great, great expression of Chardonnay. Not an over-the-top Chardonnay, just a great solid Chardonnay as well. And then they do make, believe it or not, some Cabernet down there as well. The Cabernet is, you know, a great expression. Has a little bit of Petit Verdot blended into it, a little bit of Cabernet Franc. So you could almost say that it's similar to some of those inexpensive red Bordeaux, but it's a little bit more, it has more body and a little bit more oomph to it. But it, the whole line is great expression, and I'll be remiss to bring it up, and you love them so much, are those Malbecs. They make a Malbec that is just to die for as far as, you know, it's that rich flavor. If you're putting any red meat out on the grill, and especially with ribs, I think it's such a match made in heaven when you're dealing with ribs, because you get all that great flavor of the pork, but then there's a little bit of sweetness from your sauce. It's just brilliant. And the Loscano Malbec, and they also have a reserve Malbec that jumps up to about $20 a bottle, which is a little bit, you know, comes from a little bit more vineyard-specific area and gets a lot more oak exposure, so there's a little bit more body. But the rest of it, just their standard Malbec, is just a match made in heaven and such a treat when you're doing pulling stuff off the grill.
Ted, you mentioned it, I think, last week as far as Malbec goes, and great wines from Mendoza. But can't you find Malbecs in France as well?
Correct. It originally comes from the Cahors region, which is close to the Pyrenees Mountains in the southwest of France. But there's something about that Malbec, you know, and the French Malbecs in that Cahors region, a little bit more rustic, very earthy. But something about those alluvial soils up in the Andes Mountains, maybe it's also the, you know, the height of where they're growing it. You know, it's about a couple thousand feet above sea level. You know, that just makes it a smoother, richer, such an enjoyable wine, but still with a lot of character, where sometimes those French ones are a little bit more rustic. There's a lot more earth tone to it, maybe a little bit of, you know, heavy mushroom to it, where these are just elegant and beautiful wines to drink. And most importantly, the entire Loscano line, except for the Grand Reserves, are right now on sale at $12.99. So it's very affordable. You know, when you go out and grab that burger or grab a slab of ribs, you're not breaking the bank as far as the Loscanos are concerned. More importantly, you can stop at any of the Haskells and try them right there today.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, and what a great price for that. What would you think, and I know you want to get on to other things, but as far as food, you mentioned burgers and ribs, but what else can be a good match with Malbec?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we have that expression down there, you see all the gauchos roasting things, so yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. You know, the
a lot of good beef.
Big red meat. They love their beef down there. But, you know, quite frankly, with being in Minnesota and who knows what's still in the basement of somebody's freezer, you could pull out some of that game, whether it's some venison or maybe some bison or that kind of thing. You want a kind of big, heavy, rich, or a big, meaty piece of meat. You could also do, I guess, you know, in some cases, a little bit of swordfish if you want that kind of heavier fish. But, you know, even just roasting a big portobello calf on the grill would be terrific with all these Argentinian wines.
Yeah, great stuff. You're right about that. They love their beef. What else can we talk about this morning before?
We have all kinds of things to talk about today, you know, and again, those wines are so great. Stop by Haskell's, try it. But we also have our Haskell's Wine Cruise going on the St. Croix River today. Unfortunately, we're kind of all booked up for today, but there's all kinds of time for the September cruise. And with that, I mean, you know, the best way, as we always say, to try wines is you need two things, an open mouth and an open mind. And so on these tastings, you can walk through. There's one level that has all the different wines of the world that you can try. The next level is full of spirits. And there's so many spirits that kind of keep on cropping up nowadays. You can try all that. And then the top deck of the boat is full of beer and now those THC drinks, which certain people really love. And it's just a great time to sit 3 hours up and down. You're cruising up on the St. Croix River. You know, by that time when we launch today by noon, it should be nice and sunny. But it's a great way to enjoy wines and try wines. And there's so many different things to try that will fit somebody's palate without a doubt.
Yeah, 3 hours. That's great. How do folks check in on that for the next time?
Well, with that, you could always click onto the Haskells.com. And they'll have the links and all the sign-ups for it on the Haskells.com. Or quite frankly, you can stop at any of the stores or even give a store a call to sign up for that. But it's a great way to do it because, again, there's always, you know, you can have a guy like me tell you and talk to you about how great this wine is or the expression of this and how sweet and delicious it is. But quite frankly, the only way to do it is for you to sit down and actually try it. So tasting is hands down the best education that you can do for wine as far as just trying things, seeing what you like and don't like. And, you know, don't be afraid to say, well, I don't like this because then a good wine merchant will tell you, well, okay, if you don't like it because of that, let's try this particular wine. Might be a little bit softer, might be a little bit smoother, might be a little bit more robust. Whatever direction that person points you in, that's the right direction. So always don't be afraid to say, this just isn't for me, because then they can guide you into another wine and, you know, give it a try.
Yeah, that's really a good point. I wanted to ask you, too, that you get such great help and nice people at Haskell's, but do you think folks that maybe don't know a whole lot about wine are still a little intimidated when they walk into a wine and spirits place?
Well, yeah, there's so many things going on nowadays that, you know, quite frankly, I'm intimidated when I walk into the store sometimes, because there's so many different things that keep on cropping up, and it is a lot where, you know, again, Argentina 20 years ago didn't export much, and now you're seeing all kinds of different vineyards coming up, people trying different things, you know, not to mention all the different regions. I mean, now in Minnesota, you have, I think it's almost 27 different wineries. It even could be higher. So there's a lot to choose from. But the thing is, you know, the best wine store is the one that knows the customer the best. So go on in and, you know, meet that person, meet that salesman, get to know them, and they'll get you in the right directions.
What about somebody who does want to learn a little bit about wine? I remember 100 years ago, well, actually 53 when I started here, my friend Charlie Boone, again, I still have it, gave me a little bit of a book about how to choose and enjoy wine, which I still have. That's kind of a good way, kind of a primer, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's the side accoutrement to it, where, yes, there's great books out there to read about it. And, you know, it's a little bit like reading how to ride a bicycle. You can sit and do a lot of that, but you also need to apply it. But there's a lot of great books. Hugh Johnson was the originator of all these books that, you know, really showed not only what the wine was, but where it comes from. And that's the most important thing is, you know, you learn a little bit about the culture, you learn about where it comes from. You understand a little bit more, but still the best way, hands down, is get a corkscrew and let the adventure begin.
That is the adventure. You're absolutely right. And I know it's time to talk a little bit more specifically about Haskell's and all the great locations. Tell us again, we have some great locations, great folks that help you out no matter what the occasion. Maybe you just want to test out things. Tell folks where we can find Haskell's.
Well, you're correct. You know, we cannot make the meal for you, but we definitely can make it a little bit more special for you as far as putting in the right exact wines to make that day even better. And there's a Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of all your different needs. And whether it's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends, a Haskell's out in Minnetonka, Haskell's in Highland Village. If you're down south, Haskell's in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. You also have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake if you're out on the lake, or Stillwater. You know, you might not be able to hit the cruise, but you could always walk up and down the historic streets of Stillwater and stop by our store. There's also a Haskell's in Faribault, Plymouth. And if you're out in the lake today, out on Lake Minnetonka, stop by Haskell's at Excelsior. And don't forget our superstore up in Maple Grove, the wonderful place and just a great giant place to have all kinds of wine and tasting. And remember, today, Saturday, you can stop in and try the entire line of Lascanos. It's 7 wines, great expressions of Argentinian wine, just to get your weekend kicked off in the right direction.
And Ted, a listener wants to know again, what was that white you had mentioned at the top of the show?
It's Torrontes, T-O-R-R-E-N-T-E-S, Torrontes, and it's the Lascano Torrontes, and it's just a fantastic white wine. It's a wine that, you know, it's so unique as far as the stone fruit flavors to it, crisp acidity, a wonderful wine on a warm day.
Perfect. And we're going to have more of those warm days. And Ted, we'll check in with you live from the Minnesota State Fair. How about that next week?
I look forward to the corn dogs and talking to you, my friend.
Me too. Thanks, Ted. Ted Farrell from Haskell's. Now, as we head to CBS News, get those lawn and garden questions ready. Who's going to be answering those questions? Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney, coming along in just a matter of minutes on our Smart Garden Show. In the meantime, we might see a few scattered showers in the Twin Cities today. get up to about 77 degrees. Right now, it's overcast. Could be some showers where you are. CCO temp 69 degrees in the Twin Cities. Here it is, another Saturday in CCO land when we have a bit of a wine chat. From Haskell's is Ted Farrell. Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Denny. How are you doing on this kind of oddly nice day?
Yeah, it is that, and a chance of showers, but it looks pretty good for the most part. I think it's going to be a nice day and a nice Sunday tomorrow. I hope you had a good week, you and your family and all the good folks at Haskell's. And, yeah, it's still summer. Let's face it. And can you believe it, Ted? The state fair starts Thursday.
Well, that's a Minnesota reckoning, where that's definitely a sign of the end of the summer celebration with the state fair coming up, and that's always one of those realizations. And I suppose in about 2 weeks, everybody say, well, there's 300 celebration with the state fair coming up. And that's always one of those realizations. And I suppose in about 2 weeks, everybody say, well, there's 365 days until the fair begins. So
that's so true. We live for the state fair. Yeah, we're going to be there that first Saturday as well. What can we chat about today, Ted?
Well, today what we're going to talk about is something that we do every day in every Saturday in the Haskell stores, and that is what we kind of call Saturday Taste. And that's where now all the stores kind of in unison will open up certain bottles of wine and taste it so people can come in and enjoy it. And this weekend, we are featuring the wines of the Loscano Vineyards. Now, Loscano is a little bit of an offshoot of the Piatelli family, which, believe it or not, has Minnesota connections. The Malinsky family, Mr. Malinsky used to travel throughout Argentina, fell in love with the wines, bought a winery, didn't know what to, then he wanted to bring them up and realized all the laws that we had. He couldn't do it, so he actually started a wholesalership here so he could get his own wines. But the Loscano wines are just terrific. And as you well know, one of your favorite things that the Argentinians do is do Malbec. And
yes.
Malbec is such a, it's such a fantastic wine with barbecue, et cetera. But what the, if I don't get educated or humbled every day in the wine business, I'm not doing my job. And they make a white wine called Torrontés. Now, Torrontés is a very unique grape varietal. They thought it was originally the Torrontés that people maybe know from the Spain and the Galicia area of Spain, but it came down to Argentina. But actually now with DNA and all this, they're finding out that it's its own grape varietal. It might have mutated with other grape varietals. They are basically calling it Argentina's white wine. And it's such a great, unique white wine because it has so many great flavors, a little bit of peach, a little bit of apricot, stone fruit up front. It finishes off with a nice, crisp acidity, similar to a Sauvignon Blanc with a little bit more characterization. And it's such a fun wine that literally, I mean, I brought it to a party the other day because the idea was to have patio pounders, great white wines that you can have just sitting around enjoying things. And it was just a complete eye-opener because, you know, I stumbled upon it. I've been carrying it for about 6 or 7 years. You know, I'm kind of a Chardonnay guy, and I tried this Torrontés, and man, oh, man, it was just a wonderful expression and so great. And, again, you could put a real, real heavy chill on it, and it doesn't lock up the flavor. So you get all that stone fruit, and it's just light, crisp, and refreshing. And it's the Loscano Torrontés, which is just fantastic. And I highly recommend it for anybody who wants to sit out on the patio. I mean, it's such a fun wine.
Ted, I hate to compare it to anything, but what would you say it's close to, another white?
Well, it's closest in structure to a Sauvignon Blanc, but it's also similar to a Pinot Grigio in the fruity aromatics and the bouquet that it has. And it's so, like I said, it's so fun because it goes well. You know, if you're doing a light salad or you're bringing some shrimp off the grill, it's just a match made in heaven and a truly wonderful way to sit out in the backyard this afternoon. It's going to warm up, and tomorrow it'll be even better just to sit there and enjoy stuff. And it's ready and available to taste. And also, the Loscano line has several other wines that are very interesting to try. They have a Chardonnay as well. The Chardonnay gets some oak exposure, but the nice thing about that Chardonnay is that it's not one of those overly oaked Chardonnays that you'll need a chainsaw to drink because there's so much wood in it. It has great vanilla textures to it. Great, great expression of Chardonnay. Not an over-the-top Chardonnay. just a great solid Chardonnay as well. And then they do make, believe it or not, some Cabernet down there as well. The Cabernet is, you know, a great expression, has a little bit of Petit Verdot blended into it, a little bit of Cabernet Franc. So you could almost say that it's similar to some of those inexpensive red Bordeaux, but it's a little bit more, it has more body and a little bit more oomph to it. But it, the whole line is great expression, and I'll be remiss to bring it up, and you love them so much, are those Malbecs. They make a Malbec that is just to die for, as far as, you know, it's that rich flavor. If you're putting any red meat out on the grill, and especially with ribs, I think it's such a match made in heaven when you're dealing with ribs, because you get all that great flavor of the pork, but then there's a little bit of sweetness from your sauce. It's just brilliant. And the Loscano Malbec, and they also have a reserve Malbec that jumps up to about $20 a bottle, which is a little bit, you know, comes from a little bit more vineyard-specific area and gets a lot more oak exposure, so there's a little bit more body. But the rest of it, just their standard Malbec, is just a match made in heaven and such a treat when you're doing pulling stuff off the grill.
Ted, you mentioned it, I think, last week as far as Malbec goes, and great wines from Mendoza. But can't you find Malbecs in France as well?
Correct. It originally comes from the Cahors region, which is close to the Pyrenees Mountains in the southwest of France. But there's something about that Malbec, you know, and the French Malbecs in that Cahors region, a little bit more rustic, very earthy. But something about those alluvial soils up in the Andes Mountains, maybe it's also the, you know, the height of where they're growing it. You know, it's about a couple thousand feet above sea level. You know, that just makes it a smoother, richer, such an enjoyable wine, but still with a lot of character, where sometimes those French ones are a little bit more rustic. There's a lot more earth tone to it, maybe a little bit of, you know, heavy mushroom to it, where these are just elegant and beautiful wines to drink. And most importantly, the entire Loscano line, except for the Grand Reserves, are right now on sale at $12.99. So it's very affordable. You know, when you go out and grab that burger or grab a slab of ribs, you're not breaking the bank as far as the Loscanos are concerned. More importantly, you can stop at any of the Haskells and try them right there today.
Oh, yeah. That's a great, and what a great price for that. What would you think, and I know you want to get on to other things, but as far as food, you mentioned burgers and ribs, but what else can be a good match with Malbec?
Well, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, we have that expression down there, you see all the gauchos roasting things, so yeah, I mean, you know, yeah. You know, the
a lot of good beef.
Big red meat, they love their beef down there, but, you know, quite frankly, with being in Minnesota, and who knows what's still in the basement of somebody's freezer, you could pull out some of that game, whether it's some venison or maybe some bison or that kind of thing. You want a kind of big, heavy, rich, or a big, meaty piece of meat. You could also do, I guess, you know, in some cases, a little bit of swordfish if you want that kind of heavier fish. But, you know, even just roasting a big portobello calf on the grill would be terrific with all these Argentinian wines.
Yeah, great stuff. You're right about that. They love their beef. What else can we talk about this morning before?
We have all kinds of things to talk about today, you know, and again, those wines are so great. Stop by Haskell's Tribe, but we also have our Haskell's Wine Cruise going on the St. Croix River today. Unfortunately, we're kind of all booked up for today, but there's all kinds of time for the September cruise. And with that, I mean, you know, the best way, as we always say, to try wines is you need two things, an open mouth and an open mind. And so on these tastings, you can walk through. There's one level that has all the different wines of the world that you can try. The next level is full of spirits. And there's so many spirits that kind of keep on cropping up nowadays. You can try all that. And then the top deck of the boat is full of beer and now those THC drinks, which certain people really love. And it's just a great time to sit 3 hours up and down. You're cruising up on the St. Croix River. You know, by that time when we launch today by noon, it should be nice and sunny. But it's a great way to enjoy wines and try wines. And there's so many different things to try that will fit somebody's palate without a doubt.
Yeah, 3 hours. That's great. How do folks check in on that for the next time?
Well, with that, you could always click onto the Haskells.com. And they'll have the links and all the sign-ups for it on the Haskells.com. Or quite frankly, you can stop at any of the stores or even give a store a call to sign up for that. But it's a great way to do it because, again, there's always you know, you can have a guy like me tell you and talk to you about how great this wine is or the expression of this and how sweet and delicious it is. But quite frankly, the only way to do it is for you to sit down and actually try it. So tasting is hands down the best education that you can do for wine as far as just trying things, seeing what you like and don't like. And, you know, don't be afraid to say, well, I don't like this because then a good wine merchant will tell you, well, okay, if you don't like it because of that, let's try this particular wine. Might be a little bit softer, might be a little bit smoother, might be a little bit more robust. Whatever direction that that person points you in, that's the right direction. So always don't be afraid to say, this just isn't for me, because then they can guide you into another wine and, you know, give it a try.
Yeah, that's really a good point. I wanted to ask you, too, that you get such great help and nice people at Haskell's, but do you think folks that maybe don't know a whole lot about wine are still a little intimidated when they walk into a wine and spirits place?
Well, yeah, there's so many things going on nowadays that, you know, quite frankly, I'm intimidated when I walk into the store sometimes because there's so many different things that keep on cropping up, and it is a lot where, you know, again, Argentina 20 years ago didn't export much, and now you're seeing all kinds of different vineyards coming up, people trying different things, you know, not to mention all the different regions. I mean, now in Minnesota, you have, I think it's almost 27 different wineries. It even could be higher. So there's a lot to choose from. But the thing is, you know, the best wine store is the one that knows the customer the best. So go on in and, you know, meet that person, meet that salesman, get to know them, and they'll get you in the right directions.
What about somebody who does want to learn a little bit about wine? I remember 100 years ago, well, actually 53 when I started here, my friend Charlie Boone, again, I still have it, gave me a little bit of a book about how to choose and enjoy wine, which I still have. That's kind of a good way, kind of a primer, wouldn't you say?
Well, that's, the side accoutrement to it, where, yes, there's great books out there to read about it. And, you know, it's a little bit like reading how to ride a bicycle. You can sit and do a lot of that, but you also need to apply it. But there's a lot of great books. Hugh Johnson was the originator of all these books that, you know, really showed not only what the wine was, but where it comes from. And that's the most important thing is, you know, you learn a little bit about the culture. You learn about where it comes from. You understand a little bit more, but still the best way, hands down, is get a corkscrew and let the adventure begin.
That is the adventure. You're absolutely right. And I know it's time to talk a little bit more specifically about Haskell's and all the great locations. Tell us again, we have some great locations, great folks that help you out no matter what the occasion. Maybe you just want to test out things. Tell folks where we can find Haskell's.
Well, you're correct. You know, we cannot make the meal for you, but we definitely can make it a little bit more special for you as far as putting in the right exact wines to make that day even better. And there's a Haskell's all throughout the metro area to take care of all your different needs. And whether it's a Haskell's in downtown Minneapolis with lots of free parking on the weekends, a Haskell's out in Minnetonka, Haskell's in Highland Village, if you're down south, Haskell's in Lowman's Plaza in Bloomington. You also have a Haskell's in White Bear Lake if you're out on the lake, or Stillwater. You know, you might not be able to hit the cruise, but you could always walk up and down the historic streets of Stillwater and stop by our store. There's also a Haskell's in Faribault, Plymouth. And if you're out in the lake today, out on Lake Minnetonka, stop by Haskell's in Excelsior. And don't forget our superstore up in Maple Grove, the wonderful place and just a great giant place to have all kinds of wine and tasting. And remember, today, Saturdays, you can stop in and try the entire line of Lascano's. It's 7 wines, great expressions of Argentinian wine, just to get your weekend kicked off in the right direction.
And Ted, a listener wants to know again, what was that white you had mentioned at the top of the show?
It's Torrontes, Torrentes, Torrontes, and it's the Lascano Torrontes, and it's just a fantastic white wine. It's a wine that, you know, it's so unique as far as the stone fruit flavors to it, crisp acidity, a wonderful wine on a warm day.
Perfect. And we're going to have more of those warm days. And Ted, we'll check in with you live from the Minnesota State Fair. How about that next week?
I look forward to the corn dogs and talking to you, my friend.
Me too. Thanks, Ted. Ted Farrell from Hassles. Now, as we head to CBS News, get those lawn and garden questions ready. Who's going to be answering those questions? Teresa Rooney, Master Gardener Teresa Rooney, coming along in just a matter of minutes on our Smart Garden Show. In the meantime, we might see a few scattered showers in the Twin Cities today. Get up to about 77 degrees. Right now, it's overcast. Could be some showers, or you are. CCO temp 69 degrees in the Twin Cities.